It's Monday, August 29th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On August 28, 2021, Islamic Fulani militants targeted a Christian family in an attack on Kachudu Village in northern Nigeria. They killed Grace Peter's husband and two children, one of whom was pregnant. The Muslims also shot Grace's 20-year-old son, Godwill, in the head. Immediately following the attack, Godwill had emergency treatment to have the bullet removed from his head. About a month ago, however, he began experiencing excruciating pain in his brain, reports International Christian Concern. His mother, Grace, said that the pain is so great, he, quote, prefers to die, end quote. ICC covered the $200 fee for Godwill to return to a hospital for evaluation, where doctors determined that there is now bleeding in his brain. Godwill needs emergency surgery to prevent permanent damage. Due to the complicated nature of the surgery, it will cost about $3,400. Godwill's mother cried loudly as she said, quote, I don't know how to take care of my son. Help me again. I don't want to lose another son again. I will have no one to help me farm, end quote. Please pray for Godwill as he undergoes brain surgery and prayerfully consider contributing toward his medical bills through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Galatians 6, verse 2 says, Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Prince Charles has been making regular morning visits to Queen Elizabeth II at Balmoral Castle as she continues to suffer mobility problems, reports The Sun. They are a sign of the Prince of Wales' concern for his mother, as unplanned visits between households on the estate are highly unusual, royal experts say. The 96-year-old monarch is not expected to travel the 1,000-mile round trip from Balmoral Castle to appoint a new prime minister next month in London. Our nation is about to experience the hardest push ever by the radical left to pack the Supreme Court, asserts First Liberty Institute. President Biden wants to increase the number of justices to change the ideological makeup of the court from conservative to liberal. The Biden administration has already shown a willingness to crush any dissent by silencing anyone who dares to stand for freedom and the Constitution. It has allowed and even encouraged illegal protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices to influence their decisions this summer. Overseeing the FBI raid of former President Donald Trump, who also happens to be Biden's primary political opponent. Imagine what the court would look like if the left had their way, a partisan judicial system rigged in their favor and dominated by activist judges. President Biden would pack the Supreme Court with justices who resemble his most recent pick, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Throughout her career, she has supported pro-abortion groups as an attorney, consistently shown hostility towards religious freedom, free speech, originalism, and the right to keep and bear arms, and even refused to provide a definition of a woman during her confirmation hearing. As Roe v. Wade was on the cusp of being overturned, leftists like Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, Congressman Adam Schiff of California, and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota called for Biden to pack the Supreme Court. However, in two nationwide polls conducted by Mason-Dixon Polling and commissioned by First Liberty Institute, 65% of Americans oppose adding seats to the Supreme Court. Ironically enough, when Biden served as ranking minority member of the Senate Judiciary Committee in 1983, he denounced packing the court as a, quote, bonehead idea, end quote. Listen.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court, but it was a bonehead idea.
As Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis campaigned for re-election last week against Democrat Charlie Crist, he reminded voters how he stood tall against Fauci's government lockdowns, reports The Blaze.
Biden and Fauci and CDC, they wanted to turn our country into a biomedical security state. They wanted you to be limited on what you could do in society based on whether you produced proof of getting a COVID jab. They wanted people to be marginalized, not be able to travel. We were the first state in the country to say that's not happening here, and we ban vaccine passports.
DeSantis blasted Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
And if it was up to him, your kids would not have been able to go to school in 2020. Some of you would have lost your businesses or your jobs. So we made sure to choose freedom over Fauciism. We were not going to let this state descend into some type of Faucian dystopia. Not on my watch. That was not going to happen.
And finally, many public school boards are making it clear that they do not want to hear from parents because of the sexualization of children, the push of the transgender insanity, and critical race theory. Parents have pulled 2 million students out of public schools to be taught in private schools or at home. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, author of No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Culture, believes cultural Marxism is infiltrating public schools. The destruction of the nuclear family is part of the goal of silencing dissent. Dr. Lutzer said, quote, "Parents need to be warned. If possible, they must homeschool their children. We cannot allow our schools to undermine what God expects us to do. Most public schools are so pagan that whenever possible, parents should find alternative means of education," end quote. Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 through 7 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 29th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.